Bissell Clean View Pet Rewind Deluxe User Guide. Thanks for buying a Bissell vacuum. We love to clean and we're excited to share one of our innovative products with you. This guide has important instructions on how your new vacuum works, including maintaining, and if there's a problem, troubleshooting. In just a few simple assembly steps, you'll be ready to vacuum. Flip to page 5 and let's get started. Assembly. The only tool you will need to assemble your vacuum is a Phillips head screwdriver. Number 1. Place the upper handle onto the base and push it down. Then attach the handle with the 2 screws taped to the handle in a plastic bag. Number 2. Insert this extension wand and turn it to the right to lock in place. Number 3. Insert the hose end into the back of the vacuum and twist right to lock in place. Number 4. Wrap hose up and around the hose wrap on the handle. Slide end of hose into vacuum base. Number 5. Now put your accessory tools on the vacuum and you're ready to go. Dusting brush, turbo eraser tool, extension wand. Note, the power foot will not suction properly unless the hose is firmly attached. Power on and settings. Warning, to reduce the risk of injury from moving parts while the vacuum is turned on, always move the vacuum via the rolling wheels by using the upper handle at the back of the vacuum. Do not carry the vacuum while it is running. Always place the vacuum on the floor with the handle in the upright position when using tools. Number 1, press the red power button with your foot to turn the vacuum on, and once again to turn your vacuum off. Number 2. Press the recline pedal and pull the handle back towards you. Number 3. Turn the dial on the foot of the vacuum to the desired setting. If the dial is difficult to turn, turn the vacuum back slightly to take the weight off the foot while turning. Lowest setting for low pile of carpet or bare floors. To pick up debris, it may be necessary to move up one setting. Medium setting. For medium pile carpet. Highest setting for high pile and most shag carpet. Tip for optimal carpet cleaning performance. Adjust to the lowest practical setting. If your vacuum is difficult to push, adjust to the next higher setting. Automatic cord rewind. Number one. Plug your vacuum in gently. Pull the cord out of the automatic cord rewind. And stop at the yellow mark. On the cord. Do not pull past the red mark. Once you have the desired amount of cord plug into the outlet, number two. When you finish using your vacuum, unplug it from the outlet. Hold on to the plug. Press the automatic cord rewind button until it's fully retracted. If the cord doesn't fully retract on the first try, pull a little cord out again. Press the rewind button again. Note, rotating floor brush continues to rotate while tools are in use. Never place fingers under the vacuum when it's running. Never place power foot on furniture or uneven surfaces. Do not place vacuum close enough to objects. To pull into rotating brush. No. So, certain carpets and low humidity conditions may generate small static discharges. Static discharges. Are entirely harmless. And are not associated in any way with the main power supply. Oh.